Peter and John wanted everyone to hear the amazing story of Jesus, so they talked about Jesus to anyone who would listen. Thousands of people in Jerusalem heard their stories and became followers of Jesus too. Still, not everyone was happy to hear what Peter and John had to say. Some of the religious leaders wanted the disciples to stop talking about Jesus. They sent temple guards to arrest Peter and John and put them in jail for the night. The next day, there was an important meeting. All the religious leaders, rulers, and teachers were there. They stood Peter and John in the middle of the crowd and started to bombard them with questions. It must have been scary, but Peter and John stayed calm. They knew God was with them. They knew the Holy Spirit would give them the right words to say. Finally, Peter spoke. He told these important leaders all about Jesus, how he had been killed on the cross, and how God had raised Jesus back to life. The leaders were astonished by how brave Peter and John were. They could see that Jesus must have changed their lives. They knew that the disciples had not done anything wrong, so they couldn't keep them in jail any longer. "We will let you go this time," the leaders threatened, "but you must never, ever speak or teach about Jesus again." Peter and John looked at each other and smiled. "Do you think we should obey you or obey God?" they asked. "We can't keep quiet about Jesus. We won't." The leaders were not happy to hear these words, but they knew they couldn't hold Peter and John anymore. So they told the disciples that they would be in big trouble if they didn't keep quiet about Jesus. Then they let them go. Peter and John ran back to their friends and told them what had happened. When the rest of Jesus' followers heard the story, they immediately gathered to pray. "O God," they prayed, "you have heard the threats that have been made against us. Please make us brave and help us keep telling others about Jesus. Please help us to show your love in everything we say and do." When they had finished praying, the whole house shook. Everyone was filled with the Holy Spirit and boldly went out to tell others about Jesus.